Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I made you hold, so I'm holding here, going in the fourth hour overdrive. Roy, John, Peter, Kat, Mike, we're going to go to you all. Then I've got some clips I want to play here we haven't gotten to yet right now. But I tell you, my spirit today is just absolutely closer to God than it's ever been. And I can tell you that, I'm telling you right now, I can politically see it, but I can feel there's some bad stuff about to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's some all hell's about to break loose. That's what my gut tells me. Maybe it can be stopped, but I don't know. Quote Star Wars, I feel a disturbance in the force. Let's talk to Roy in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thanks for holding, brother.
I've been trying for a month to get through to you. I heard on the radio you needed to have Obamacare and Obama supporters call up, so I called and I got through on the first ring.
Well, you're here. You're here, brother. Sure.
All right. I think this purge is a little bit deeper than what we are afraid of. Not so much afraid of, but concerned with. I have a lot of friends in the military, and they are.
Are they brigadier? Are they brigadier generals?
No, they're not. But they are reservists.
They sure. Well, I mean, that's reservists. Important. Actually, you think the intel's at the top? It's always at the bottom too, because they're actually getting the missions. So even though they'll call it something else, you can decode what the real plan is. But go ahead and tell me your point.
My point is if they're purging the military, they're purging the top brass, and they're calling up the reservists to go over to Afghanistan for whatever, that means that they're getting deeper into our military than, do you get what I mean? They start at the top.
They're exhausting the reserves. And they're also sending our people over to be sitting ducks for the Taliban.
Yeah, we're talking about National Guard guys that are in the reserves. You know, they do their weekend thing. They do their couple times a year thing.
Also so they can bring them back battle-hardened to be against the American people. But, yeah.
They're going to find out who's who, and I believe they're using Afghanistan to filter them.
Nope, you know what you're talking about. That's the exact thing. I said it, you're saying it, we agree, that's what's going on. So what's that mean? Prime projection.
I think that we're closer than, like you said, I feel it, you feel it, something, there's a darkness. Something's there.
And it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's so bad,
I'm completely calm now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It's so horrible now. I'm like, it's here. It's like here. I just like, it's. I've never felt like this. It's horrible.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, God bless you, brother. Let's talk to John in Florida. We're living history, folks. Get ready. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Welcome. I appreciate it, buddy. I've been praying for you, and specifically your discernment. I don't know what you did yesterday, but you obviously came back more focused today. And I wanted to ask you what you thought about the two senators that have asked for a federal investigation over the Florida unemployment website.
You know, I remember you calling in last week about that, and I sent it to the guys, and I just, so much is going on. It's all sorts of computers not working and breaking. But, guys, what's the latest on Florida? And is the site still not working? Say that again, caller. I missed it.
Florida Unemployment Department in hot seat over site glitches. Do a Google search.
That's awesome. So Florida Department in hot seat over site glitches. Well, I'm glad it's getting in the news. I mean, exactly. It's now they call it glitches when they don't pay you, and they're like testing with EBT cards malfunctioning and with this. I believe, and the experts I talk to believe, this is a test. What do you think's going on?
I think it's a test. I think it's a litmus test to see how far they can go with this. It's amazing to
see.
Well,
hold on. You're the guy that brought this to our attention. There's the article. I'm going to come back to you after the break. Then Peter, Kat, Randy, and Mike, and that's it for calls. After those callers, because then I've got some news I want to get to. Stay with us. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ago that Dylan Radigan had his quote meltdown flip out and got basically pushed out of MSNBC, CNBC. He did stuff on both channels. He just told it like it was and acted like a man. A man is supposed to care about the stability of society and being fair, not being part of a gang. People should hate gangs in government and anywhere else. They should hate abusers. They should hate frauds. And they should instinctively do everything they can to deny aid and comfort to those people. Real simple. But instead, we kiss up to tyranny like it's going to be nice to us. That only intensifies it. John in Florida, you called in. We pulled up the article. It's true. They're not giving people unemployment benefits, with saying it's a glitch in Florida. This is clearly with the EBT things and Obamacare. We know with Obamacare they knew that this was going to happen. Their excuse now to deny stuff is it's a glitch because they found in psychological warfare, if they just say stuff screwed up, you don't take it personal like it was denied. You just go die in the ditch. So this is undoubtedly the banksters. And again, as much as I don't like dependency, because they always do this in the end, it's not that I don't want to give a domesticated animal food. I don't want to starve an animal. It's like you shouldn't domesticate it if you're not going to take care of it. And it's unsustainable. So, see, it's not like, are you for welfare or are you against welfare? No, I'm for local welfare. But the real welfare of don't give them in fish teach him how to fish. He's starving to death. Cook him some fish. Get him. And say, I'm going to show you how to catch fish here. And then if he won't catch fish and tells you to do it, well, you're not his slave. They're just bringing slavery back here. Now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. And I got Dylan Radigan, what he did, and a lot of stuff I haven't gotten to yet. We got Obama in Dallas trying to shill the foreign bank takeover care. Because he's supposed to take the blame as Obamacare. It's really foreign bank, occupy America, rape America, foreign tax, foreign banks, scam care. But John in Florida, you brought that up. Anything else?
Yeah, what people need to realize is, you know, there's 2 weeks that they're waiting on before this problem even happens. So they're into 5 and 6 weeks of not getting paid. Can you imagine no paycheck for that long?
I can't imagine it. I make a little bit of money, and I mean, I don't have enough money, so I can't imagine folks that are living paycheck to paycheck. It must be horrible.
I'm smarter than the average bear, and I got my claim paid, and I just want to help some people here. If you can't get through to their number, which they shut off, okay, call the governor's office at 850-488-7146. You should be able to get directly through to somebody at the unemployment office. But last week, dude, they had 4 people answering those phone calls. The girl told me specifically, she gave me some specifics, so that's why off-air I'd like you to give me an email address to send this information to you. It'll help you out a lot with the story.
I agree, brother. Why don't you put him off-air and have him send it to Rob Dew's email, and Rob Dew will get onto it by Monday. And a lot of stuff falls to the cracks. I always feel bad when we can't get it done. My crew's working hard. Just it's like we're like good batters, but it's like they have like 8 batting machines shooting balls at us. It's like when Luke Skywalker has Darth Vader throwing all that stuff at him. He can't hit it all. I mean, it's pretty pathetic at a certain point, myself included. I mean, I get in here someday so focused, and there's like 500 articles, and by the end of it, I'm just like, rah! Because each one triggers a brainstorm, you know, and it just, at a certain point, I guess, oh, my goodness. Oh, man. This feels like a wake is what it feels like, but also like a birth. It's like the feeling when a baby's been born, because liberty's always rising, but it's also like I'm, you know, some loved family member's dead, and we're remembering stories about them. We're just totally overrun by evil right now. And we need people to get a heart again, because people think it's manly to not care. People think it's manly to be dishonest and manipulative, and it's not. It's pathetic. And I'm telling you, folks, the globalists are plunging right now. They're going to stage something, and this has happened before, and bad stuff happens. I hope it gets stopped, but I feel beyond dread right now. And I don't know what's really happening. I don't know what's... There's so many different things in flux. I know what the cards are in the deck. I don't know what card's going to come out of that hand. And just pray to sweet Jesus. That's all I can tell you, folks. Let's talk to Kat in New York. Kat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Talk about cards in the deck, how funny it is that I'm calling you exactly for that reason. And this is one card in the deck that I haven't heard anybody mention. So I'm going to exercise my First Amendment right while we still have it and tell you what my theory is on what they may do.
Okay.
And then I'm only going to take up like a minute of your time because I know you're on overdrive and then.
That's okay. Go ahead.
You can tell me what you think. I don't think the mainstream media has had a sudden change in consciousness. I think that they're doing exactly what they're being told to do. As far as like Jeanine Pirro ripping them to shreds on Fox News and Glenn Beck, I don't think that these people have had a sudden change in hearts. I think that they're still being told what to do. I think it's all part of the agenda. And I think with him being compared to Lincoln and them wanting to start a race riot and a civil war in America, I think it's possible that they may stage an assassination against our president and use a white patsy to start a race riot in America.
I know. I've always said Obama could be the false flag. I agree. And then he gets shot in the head and miraculously lives. I mean, it's just, you have no idea. The last thing we want is any shooting. I mean, if there's going to be shooting, it needs to be. They shoot at us. It's obvious. It's on record. Who even wants that? It's just like, look, they want that. I don't want that. It's very simple. They want it. I don't want it. They want it. You shouldn't want it. There's so many military people that have, you know, done a lot of killing that are just ready to go crazy. And I'm telling you, folks, we need to hold our fire till we see the whites of their eyes. We need to wait till they're attacking us. People say, well, you lose the initiative. This isn't about a regular military engagement. It's a moral victory, folks. Besides, I guarantee you, the people calling for a civil war on the liberty side, I understand why they're upset, but they're going to be the first people that are going to crap their pants when the hammer drops. But you're going to see people that never talked about doing anything. They're going to take action. And I would assure those working for the system, you will be destroyed. And the globalists will sit offshore laughing the entire time. We don't need this. We don't need to be a joke. We don't need to be a failure. We don't need to dance to their tune. We don't need to do this. If you've got any sense in you in the establishment, you better sabotage this crap right now. I mean, politically, economically, whatever you got to do, you need to just not comply. You need to just put yourself against the machine. Against the machine. Together we can stop this. But I'm telling you, we're entering the vortex right now. Anything else there, Kat?
No, I just think that it's important that we realize that and remember that the mainstream media is still being controlled. And
I totally agree, and they're only doing this because they're losing credibility. But people like Dylan Ratigan, who got fired, removed for flipping out, they don't want that energy. That's why there was a defeat with Piers Morgan. They said, oh, he failed, he lost, because we won. I was like, you want my guns, you're an enemy. You'll never get them. I'm never surrendering. Or, oh, how discredited, he'll never surrender. That's a battle cry. They don't want you to have any spirit. And Ratigan did that, so they got rid of him, and now he's out with his premium. It's up on InfoWars.com, up 350%. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Appreciate you listening to us and putting up with me. In fact, speaking of Ratigan, I'm going to skip this network break to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to play this clip and get to some other clips I've got. Here is Dylan Ratigan, quote, in his meltdown earlier this year that got him brought out. But don't worry. So you can't have Dylan Ratigan there. He'll actually go on MSNBC and say, my rate went from 170 this year to 600. That's an increase. But Obama said when you raise the debt limit, it is an increase. So this is magical math here. And you're supposed to just feel powerless and go along with it. Well, you know what? I got my butt kicked a lot of times, but they never messed with me again, even though they were a lot tougher and meaner than I was. Most of the time, I won the fight. But there have been a few times I fought people that like to flash so strong, so quick, you couldn't even do anything to them. When they'd be leaning over me, I'd get up and punch them right in the throat. An hour later, they'd be in the hospital with a tracheotomy. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the fighting spirit that matters. It's the will to fight makes an enemy move on. And we need to find that spirit again, because that's the spirit of liberty. We don't start fights, we finish them. We don't start wars, we finish them. We don't look for trouble, we take out trouble. And that's what we do, and we've got the moral authority on our side, and our enemies are freaked out. I can look at them on television and tell you they are scared. And you know what? They should be. They have signed on to some bad stuff. They have signed on to mucho evil. And I said I go to this clip. Let's go to the guy who's now speaking out about he was screwed with Obamacare. This is a guy removed from television for literally just acting like a man. Here it is.
We owe $70 trillion.
Yeah, I understand that. But
don't
but
excuse you
can't
to walk out
say,
a $4 trillion solution, okay, which is basically just a way for the Democrats to avoid dealing with this until 2017. I'm not here to talk about plans to deal with this till 2017. I'm saying we've got a real problem, and I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats who either want Republicans who want to burn the place to the ground and Democrats, with all due respect, who want to offer a plan that gets it through the their end of their second term of their presidency and then screw me and my kids, okay, when it's over. And until we do that, we have to deal with the extraction that is at foot what? It is the reason the financial markets are behaving the way they're behaving. That is a mathematical fact. This is not some opinion. This is a mathematical fact. Tens
this
of trillions of dollars are being extracted from the United States of America. Democrats aren't doing it. Republicans are not doing it. An entire integrated system, financial system, trading system, taxing system that was created by both parties over a period of 2 decades is at work on our entire country right now. And we're sitting here arguing about whether we should do the $4 trillion plan that kicks the can down the road for the president for 2017 or burn the place to the ground, both of which are reckless, irresponsible, and stupid. And the fact of the matter is, until we actually, and I don't, and I'm sorry to lose my temper, but I tell you what, I've been coming on TV for 3 years doing this, and the fact of the matter is that there's a refusal on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle to acknowledge the mathematical problem, which is that the United States of America is being extracted. It's being extracted through banking, it's being extracted through trade, and it's being extracted through taxation.
Strip mine.
And there's not a single politician that has stepped forward, Susan, to deal with this.
All right, I got to say this. On a scale of 1 to 10 of absolute veritas and humanity, that's a 10. My Piers Morgan was about a 7. Because, you know, he was messing with me and interrupting me and playing games. But still, there's never been probably a 7 before that. There's like a 7, and then there's Dylan Ratigan. And I'd forgotten about that clip till I saw his thing today. We should add that in there. This is a guy's like, look, what does it matter if I make $1 million a year? My kid's future is totally screwed. Do you people get it? We're crashing. We're screwed. New world order. We're being strip mined. God, what in the world? It'd be like if somebody said, I'll pay $1 million. You let me kill your kid. It'd be like, how about I kill you? My kid's what matters, not your million stinking dollars. Instead, we arrest people that steal a loaf of bread, and then we let the globalists steal trillions. I'm sick of it, man. I got 3 kids. 3 of them. All you little fake punks that work for the system want to fight with me? I'm trying to save your lives, you dumbasses. You start a fight with us, the American people are going to absolutely slaughter your ass up one side. I'm getting sick of this crap. I am so sick of all this stuff. I'm so sick of people acting like idiots. We are being strip mined. We are being extracted. We are being harvested to never come back. America is dying right now. And I will not sit here and put up with this crap anymore. And they got rid of him because he has life force, because he cares about his kids, because he's not suicidal, because he's not mentally ill, because he's got huevos hanging between his legs and common sense in his brain. Folks, there is no debate. We're going down a sewer right now. There is no debate. We're going over the edge of a waterfall, folks, on a razor blade into alcohol. There is no doubt that we are in deep, grievous emergency trouble that the globalists have set up that's so bad. Here's the big news. They can't even turn it around now. They did it, and now, I mean, this is insane. This is insane. This is like a satanic art project or something that we're all living in the middle of. Okay, I want you to understand that right now. And then he had to apologize to 2 scared women. And the other little operative, because he dared go. This is all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. By the way, I've already said this like a year ago. I want Dylan Ratigan on the show. I don't know where he's working, what he's doing, but that guy's way past being scared to go on radical shows. Radical just means you have a pulse and aren't a moron. Conspiracy theorist just means you don't believe known liars. I mean, if you literally like have an opinion about how your soup tastes, they're saying it's a conspiracy theory now. Well, let me tell you something. Now, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think I'm informed. I'm learning more every day. I'm living only one time, baby, and I want to be free. And I live through my children and their children, and I don't like people screwing up children's futures. I mean, you look at Michelle. I'll tell you what's really scary is we've had powerful, corrupt elites before, and I've studied them. I mean, you look at Obama and Michelle Obama and Joe Biden, all these people are nothing but narcissist BS artists. They're not even that powerful. I mean, that's what's pathetic about this, is these people, These people are not even good villains. We're ruled by a bunch of chicken crap pieces of trash. And I just don't like it. I don't like them endangering our planet. I want my ancestors, I want my progeny, just like my ancestors did, to look up at a gibbous moon, to look up at a harvest moon, to look up at the stars. I want my progeny to survive and thrive and colonize worlds. I just love them. They're not even born yet. I want them to exist. It's like a big oak tree or a big beautiful tree, and you see its baby trees around it. And it's just like you admire that tree. I admire my ancestors. I just turn the whole world over to a bunch of crazy people. Turn the whole world over to a bunch of genetic engineers trying to wreck everything, play God. No, 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 no. And what you're hearing on this show is the instinctive emergency transmission of our species. Any of you can speak like this and know this. It's truth. You jump in that river, man. You're going to the river. You're not. You're part of the river. That's why truth flows, ladies and gentlemen. It flows. I couldn't imagine lying. You have to lie as like figure it out. It feels dirty when you do it. I know I'm ranting. It's just, I will not apologize like Rattigan did. And of course, I know that was more of a play on words. But in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. As George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Well, I am a revolutionary against tyranny. I am a revolutionary against gangs and corrupt groups that don't deserve to be in charge, who didn't get in charge because we want them in charge because they're the best we've got. They're in charge because they hoodwinked us into being in charge. And they're so screwed up, they don't have a love of humanity. They have a hate of humanity. And they are fundamental enemies of everything we were, we are, and we will be. They will be the end of us. I do not fear physical death. I fear death of our species. Because we are the species. We live forever. As long as the species continues. You atheists don't believe in a spirit. The space winds blowing right through you. The resonance, all of it's there. Of course there's a spirit. But below that is the genetic life. We live forever, just like an oak tree from 10 million years ago lives today in my yard. It has the same love in its cells, and all the butterflies and all the birds and all the squirrels that have lived in its branches. I love that oak tree. And I love humans, my fellow humans, a trillion times more than I love that oak tree. We have fought and lived and loved together for so long. So many great people sacrificed everything so we would have basic freedom, basic liberty. And that great wealth is being squandered right now. It's being given away. It's being destroyed. It's bleeding out. It's a crime against our species. It's a crime against everything that's good. The real value in this world is spiritual. And I will not stand aside and let these people run over us. And that's not a commitment. That's not a heroic act. That is the basic act of a free, sentient creature that chooses goodness, that chooses life, that chooses to stand for reality. We have allowed groups to use manipulation and fraud to build castles made of sand. And to quote one of the greatest guitarists of all time, Jimi Hendrix, castles of sand crumble into the sea eventually. And when they crumble, they will bring down our world, because these aren't ancient elites 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago engaging in all sorts of self-destructive behavior. These are elites genetically re-engineering the planet in a destructive way with fission fusion, antimatter weapons, atomic weapons, hydrogen weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons, who are not even in control of themselves. This is the transmission. This is the warning. This is the final warning. I'll probably be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. But I'm here to tell you, in the scheme of time, moment to moment, 1,000 years is the twinkle of an eye. Everything you're seeing is happening now. The bombs are dropped. The enemies have been released. The soldiers are marching. The battle is on. The future is in our hands if we seize it now. The war is now. Decide which side you'll be on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Like a moth to flame throughout history, every civilization builds up, becomes great based on strength, honor, and virtue. Then they become fat and happy and decadent and corrupt, and then more and more corruption moves into the centers of power until you have a concentration of evil. And then the weight of the compounding fraud and arrogance and narcissism and mental illness and unaccountability builds like the pressure of a mountain on coal and forms it into a diamond of wickedness, pure tyranny. Pure death. Pure fraud. Pure betrayal. Total evil. And I will get to the news now and then open the phones up and take your phone calls. I just... The magnitude more and more just hits me of how real all this is. And I don't want this to be real. I wish I was wrong. I've had people say, how dare you say 9/11 is an inside job, you anti-American piece of garbage. How dare you? And now, of course, it's come out the government runs Al-Qaeda. The evidence is overwhelming. 9/11 was a stand down, bare minimum, with protection of the supposed hijackers who are U.S. government CIA officers. They weren't just assets, folks. They were officers. They were operatives. That's on record. At least five of them. And I've been on these radio shows, and they go, you're going to have to face God. I was on a show on, what was it, KTSA from New York. It was a San Antonio station, and I was on there for about 30 minutes. I'll never forget, I was sitting in this garden outside this church about an hour before a rally was going to start there for 9/11 Truth, and there was nobody around, and I was on my cell phone, and it was the Ware pair. I think it was like a dad and a son. And he said, well, I see that there is some evidence, like you say, but it's really hard to believe. And if you're right, we're in deep trouble. But he goes, you listen to me. And it was because he was direct. He talked to me like a human being, not like someone trying to phrase an argument to win it. He said, you're going to have to stand before God someday for what you're doing. And I really appreciated that. Because he was, you know, saying, this is a big deal what you're saying. This is a big deal what you're doing. And they were on the border, you know, saying, you might be right after I went through all this evidence. And I said, I can stand before God. I'm standing before God right now, and so are you. We're always standing before God. God's always right there. Right and wrong's always right there. And I know why people don't want to believe 9/11 was an inside job. That's scary. You admit that. You admit a lot of things. But look at everything else that's happened now. It's not the government, ladies and gentlemen. It is criminal groups worldwide who share the same spirit of evil, the mystery of evil. That's what the Bible calls it. How they work together to carry out acts of fraud and deceit. And it is the takeover of our society. It is the pulling down of all that's good. Because to the wicked ones, they think pulling down everything that's good is a victory, is power to them, that once they've pulled it all down, that they will be on top, and that the light of truth and the light of liberty and the light of justice will no longer be there to burn their skin. And the truth is, all there will be is the total freezing cold of the ninth circle of hell, devoid of anything good. And that's a heavy thing to really face. And to know our enemies are like moths to flame. They are committed. They are worshipers of that destruction. They are creatures of fundamental failure. And it is so sad. And then I look at the good people. I look at the children and the innocents. And all the simple folks who aren't even so much dumb as they are blind to the real forms of corruption, the real forms of wickedness. And and I watch them in slow motion being torn to pieces by the system. And I watch myself aware of it all, but born into it, immersed in it, not even able to save myself from the contamination physically, spiritually, mentally, and not even able to protect my children, and not even able to free the people as we begin to circle faster and faster around the event horizon vortex and come right into line with the point of no return in the event horizon as we cross through and prepare to go into hell on earth. And you stare into that place from which no light escapes, and you see the wreckage of history. You see the bones of the civilizations and just the horror frozen and burned into their faces. Just the knowing and just the in life experience and spiritual experience, just the edge of knowing is horrific. I hope all of you that serve the dark power are satisfied with yourselves, because everything you want, if as a culture, as a world, we don't begin to make the decision to turn away from this, and it's the decision, everything else follows after that, you are going to beg later and throw your gold out in the street and plead for God to strike you dead. But death will be no escape for you. And deep down, you know that. That's why you're so upset and why you want to take as many people as you can into that place with you. Now, as I said, what really hit me this morning is they're committed in a collapse plan of Western civilization. They've already collapsed the third world, stopped it from developing, only allowed a slave development system to dehumanize them and to actually bloom population so that it's more of a destructive site while claiming you're trying to save the earth. But when you see Obama and his cohorts moving on every front, launching every operation, they are trying to overwhelm us right now and demoralize us and break us with the TSA and the proctology exams on the highway and all of it, and the legalizing by fiat of the illegals and all the criminals allowed to do whatever they want, the innocent people thrown in prison to build widgets and displace workers outside of the program. When you see them engaging in this level of a full-on total assault, you know it means something 10 times worse is coming. It's very, very sad. And I cringe. And I know I keep pausing, folks. It's just really hard. It's really hard. It's really hard for myself. I know why you're in denial, a lot of you, because I'm in denial. I mean, I know this stuff at a deep level, and I know it's real, but I still just am constantly now mourning and just weeping and just realizing what they're doing to humanity and all the innocents they're hurting right now. And then tears come to my eyes, and then I feel sad for trolls on YouTube later when they say, oh, look, a tear dropped out of his eye. I wonder how he does that. You know, he's so fake. And I understand that they're weak, they're sad, they've never had any success in their life. So to see someone being real is so alien to them that they can't admit that someone's real. It's just sad. They've lowered the value of humanity so much that people think they get ahead by lowering other people in their eyes. When then other people simply lower your value in their eyes, and then the value of humanity goes to zero, and then it goes negative. When you bring in more cheap labor, when it's a collapsed society with slave labor you're competing with, that isn't free market. That's suicide economics. And it's designed to drag everyone down, not use the West to actually build up the third world. There are economic programs with mass manufacturing, with systems where the earth could be an Eden. And the globalists always say they support those systems, but actually bring out counterfeit systems to block those developments. That's what's so evil and just anti-progress about the so-called progressives. Their name is a fraud. The Patriot Act is the opposite of the Patriot. The Affordable Care Act is the opposite of Affordable Care. The progressive is a regressive. The mainline conservative is not a conservative. They are authoritarian fascist with Christian camouflage. I mean, we need to just see things for what they are, not as we would like them to be. And I see myself for what I am. Most people couldn't handle this level of stress. Most people could not handle this amount of power. It's embarrassing to even say that. It's a fact. Most people would become extremely decadent and disconnected and narcissistic. And I've actually become less narcissistic over the years. You're supposed to do that as you get older anyways. But at the same time, I've had a fundamental failure in that, as Nietzsche said, do not stare too long at the abyss, lest you become the abyss. I am like super evil now. So, and I was never like this as a child or even as a young adult. I'm not evil. I'm very good, but I know so much about evil now. You can't get this level of evil out of yourself. I mean, you know this stuff, and you are now associated with the enemy. Just like I went and saw Ender's Game. I never read the book. I got drug out to it. Since went and bought it the other day, read it in one night. And written in 1977 as a short story and then expanded in 1984, very deep. Because to know something enough to defeat it, you have to then love it because you then become it. And I don't love all the evil and the bad, but I know their knowledge of loving it, so I know their love, if you understand what I'm saying. And it's just like, I see the mass failure in it. I see how it destroys everything. But I see that the establishment is not going to pull back, folks. We're going to have to stop them. And the big cop-out is it's the end of the world, it's the rise of the Antichrist and all this other stuff, which obviously the Bible is being proven right now, everything that's happening. But the real Bible, not what these glitterbug state-run megachurches are teaching you. A lot of truth with a bunch of deception because they themselves are deceived. How could you analyze something this big? I'm not blaming them. They were born into this. But if you really look at what's there and you really understand what's there, a technocracy rises, destroys the family, destroys the culture, poisons the people, poisons the ocean, kills over a third of the world population, absolutely tries to destroy the planet. Then the devil is bound, the world beast system is defeated, then the dead in Christ rise. And it's all written there completely clearly. A five-year-old could understand that. But they're telling everyone that, oh no, you don't have to face any of this, even though Christians throughout history always had to face oppression and evil and be thrown to the lions. Now they say, don't pray to the idols. Don't be thrown to the lions. That's on all the TV shows, the Christian shows. Now, those were bad Christians, bad people. Those weren't real Christians. We're real Christians. Pastor Hagee says Jesus wasn't the Messiah. I can play that clip, and people go to his church and go, he's not the Messiah now. I mean, even if you don't believe in God or Christianity, they don't even believe what the book says when it clearly says it, and they latch onto it, and I know why they do, because, folks, they are absolutely scared to death of the reality. They don't want to face this technocracy. They don't want to go through this test. They don't want to have the greatest revival in history because we warn people and then it all comes to fruition and then the people wake up. They don't want to be witnesses during this period. That's why they have all their operas come out and say the end of the world's next week, it's next year, so they can make fun of Christians and discredit them. I mean, it's all very sophisticated. And even if you don't believe in all this, the point is the globalists are Luciferians. They believe they're going to become God. They believe they're going to rewrite the whole planet and become co-creators. They believe all this, and it matches with the Bible from the devil's perspective. So regardless if it's real or not, in the book, it's real in what's being followed. You could, if you're an atheist, I guess you could call it self-fulfilling prophecy. But atheists will say, oh, none of that's going to even happen. That's a book. Yeah, but it's coming true. Then is it just a book? My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'd like to hear from Obama supporters now. You celebrated a few months ago when Obamacare was about to go into place. And you told me that you were going to get your free health care, or you're going to get a special. Could have always gotten Medicare or Medicaid. Now that system's going to implode. Do you want to call in and admit I was right? I mean, we were reading legislation. It's not like we're rocket scientists. It'd be like if you took a gun out and said, don't shoot yourself in the head with this. You shoot yourself in the head with it. I mean, we know what a gun does. We know what an economic bomb does. We know what Cloward and Piven is. We have their battle plans. That's why I get angry. But again, Goebbels, the Nazi propagandist, was like lecturing the Nazis famously in like 1944 or so, when they were starting to lose on the Eastern Front, when Barbarossa had failed, Operation Barbarossa. And he said, look to the propagandists, stop denying that the Russians are gaining on us. Stop denying that we're doing all this. And stop denying that the party has been robbing, you know, good citizens, meaning Aryans. And stop all this. But we've got to reform this and admit we've been lying. The lies only work when you have their confidence. We don't have it anymore. Now we've got to say we're going to face total annihilation if you don't completely fight. So it's the same thing. They've now reached the point where their lies aren't working anymore because it's so obvious. And they always knew they get to that plan. That's what Homeland Security's for, is to stop us ever taking the government back. But Homeland Security has to get out of their fantasy land that they're heroes and these great guys, and they take the West Point cadets to the, you know, to see the new Liberty Tower and learn about terrorism, when those cadets will end up going and arming and running Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's such a sick joke. The British government's in the news going, we've got to admit now that Al-Qaeda lapped up all this intelligence and is going to be able to hit us now. I mean, give me a break. Al-Qaeda, that is your excuse to rape every one of their liberties and steal economic data to fix the markets. And that's a fact. And the Pentagon knows they've reached this point, whether they're good or bad at the top. It's a mix. But there's got to be some history of honor in the military, because it won't work if there isn't honor, folks. The Nazis, even though they were misguided and very evil, believed they were doing something good. That's how they could fight so hard so long. And that's why the military now realizes they're gutting the country permanently. And they've lost the confidence of the people. And that's why the Pentagon came out 2 months ago and said, we've been lying, we're going to stop lying, please believe us. And it doesn't even mean they're going to stop lying. They can't stop lying. It just means they're not going to lie about stuff that they can get 100% caught in. But MSNBC hasn't gotten the memo, because they're a bunch of lazy, slack-jawed fascists posing as communist political mercenaries. So they're still lying for Obama about healthcare being a great success, even though Obama came out with a half-hearted fake apology. So we're going to go to break and come back, and I'll play these Obama clips and the fake apology and analyze that and the big stuff on Israel, saying this is a very, very bad deal with Iran that's going on right now with the peace talks. And we'll get into a bunch of economic news and also some good news. Very interesting. Not like they're going to let the general public have access to this. Fountain of youth, genius discovered, and scientists say it could help heal wounds. Gee, you think so? But you turn off one group of genes, what's it do to the others, huh? And we'll get into the proctology exams. I mean, it really, this is what horrifies me, is that the police now, in the name of the fake drug war, which they run, the government runs, are now going to rape us on the side of the highway. And this is proliferating.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.